And Professor, thank you so much for talking to us again today.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks to be here. Good to be here.
Prof, I don't want to waste a minute. Let's talk lockdown. What are the implications of a lockdown? Why are people saying it's okay to walk a dog? Over to you. Tell us, what does this mean?
Now, thanks for the opportunity, and really, I'm very grateful that I have got that opportunity, because, you know, it's an unprecedented step. We've never had a lockdown to prevent an infectious disease. And the last time that this actually took place was, in fact, a century ago in some cities in the United States. And those cities which did implement it, for the great Spanish influenza, their death toll was markedly lower than the ones which didn't. And also, we're not alone. There are many countries around the world. I believe it's about a third of mankind now are on lockdown. So we really need to take it seriously. And I think if you look at the figures, we are still at the early stage of the epidemic. But on the other hand, we've seen, you know, when the state president gave this, the declaration of disaster, that was about 10 days ago.
Yeah.
We had 61 cases. We are now, well over 700, and probably a lot more, because the testing has to catch up. So the epidemic is expanding at a rapid rate. And if we don't take this lockdown very seriously, and I think it really, you know, one can legislate as much as one wants to, but in the bottom line, we still depend on human beings, upon society coming to the party. And everybody really needs to play their part. It is a serious problem. I'll tell you why it is so serious, because this is a novel virus. I know I keep saying it, but let me say it again.
Yeah.
It's a new virus to humankind. So humankind throughout the world have never seen this virus before it started, a couple of months ago. And therefore the whole population is totally susceptible. We've got no innate immunity like we do have for influenza. And because of that, the virus can spread very rapidly, and it does spread very rapidly. We've seen how rapidly it does spread. You know, if I could just quote another figure, if we look at global figures, it took about 3 months for the first 100,000 cases globally. It took about 12 days for the next 100,000 cases. And the third 100,000, and we're actually coming close to 400,000, is actually a few days. So it is rapidly expanding. And the only way that we can really slow down this expansion is if we try, to the greatest extent possible, limit social interaction. Obviously, we can't do it 100%, and obviously, we won't be able to stop the virus spreading. But at least if we can slow down that spread, and we can do it if we all pull our weight. So I think the lockdown really is a wake-up call, and also it's a call for everybody to pull together as we never have before.
Prof, I hear you loud and clear. I'm wondering why a country like the Netherlands is taking a different approach.
Yeah, well, you know, some countries have been a bit delinquent. Actually, one of them, in fact, was the United Kingdom. They actually delayed. And now, of course, I think they've woken up. But the one country which did delay and is now really suffering is Italy. Italy didn't take it seriously, and then it was important to the country, and they've had what's called an explosive epidemic. And this is what we really want to avoid in this country. And we can. We're at that stage of the outbreak where if we all pull together, if we do implement the lockdown seriously, we can prevent an explosive epidemic.
Prof, so much to ask you, but we don't have time. I really do want to delve over the probably tomorrow onto breaking down the lockdown. You know, there's such confusion as to whether you can get takeaways, whether you can't get takeaways, whether you can walk a dog, whether you can or can't. I just think we kind of need to address the basics of how we are going to manage to live our lives over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to make sacrifices. It's going to be difficult. And many people making tremendous sacrifices. I think we're all sensitive to that. But you're right.
Yeah.
I think we need to discuss it.
There's your homework for tomorrow, Prof. I love the fact that me, who is telling the Prof what his homework is. But,
I'm doing some homeschooling now, it looks like.
thank you, Prof. Thank you so much. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.